morning, everyone. This morning I'd like us to all stand and have a minute's silence in respect for our councillor Bowden, who passed away, as you know, after his long battle with cancer. Let's stand for one moment. Thank you. Be seated. As we know, Councillor Bowden, known around our table as Scotty, has been on council since about 2018. He's been a good councillor. He's always had the community at heart, and he will be sadly missed. And rest in peace, Scotty. Yes, he was always very pleasant. We'll go into two audio recording as per Regulation 33.2 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015. Audio recordings of meetings will be made available to councillor staff and members of the wider community, including government agencies, at no charge, and will be made available on council's website as soon as practical after each council meeting. Unlike parliament, council meetings are not subject to parliamentary privilege, and both council and the individual may be liable for comments that may be regarded as offensive, derogatory and or defamatory. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. 3, acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. Present. Deputy Mayor, all right, Councillor Yvonne Miller, Councillor Julie Honour, Councillor David Meacham, Councillor Robert Cassidy, Councillor Tony Bailey, Councillor John Hall, our General Manager, Kim Hossack. We have Janet taking the minutes, the Deputy General Manager, Adam Wilson, and we have it, Damien. Welcome, Damien Maggie. Obviously, there's no apologies. There's no leave of absence required. No, all good. Pecuniary interest declarations in accordance with Regulation 87 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015, the chairperson requests councillors to indicate whether they or a close associate have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda.
Item 20-something, the planning.
Councillor Allwright is item number... Item agenda... Number
23.1.
You were at the planning committee last. Didn't read the notes. That was,
Are there any other? No. Okay. Number 9, perceived interest declarations under the model code of conduct made by order of the minister responsible for local government. The following will apply to a councillor. Part 2, conflict of interest that are not pecuniary. A councillor who has an actual, potential or perceived conflict of interest in a matter before the council must declare the conflict of interest and the nature of interest before the discussion on the matter begins, and act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that the conflict of interest requires a councillor to remove himself or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by the council. Closed session. Regulation 15 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2015, states that at a meeting, a council by absolute majority or a council committee by simple majority may close a part of the meeting to the public for a reason specified in sub-regulation 2 as per Regulation 15.1 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015. This motion requires an absolute majority. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy. Those for? Is there any against? That is carried. Thank you. Right, we go to our closed session agenda.
You usually read them out.
Do I read them? Okay.
That's derived from the public.
Oh, sorry, yep. The item number one will be confirmation of minutes of the closed session of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 15th of August 2023. Item two will be deputations. Item 3.1 will be the lease agreement, the old Wayatina, old tip site. 3.2 will be tenders, road stabilisation and reseal program. 3.3 will be tenders, footpath construction program. 3.4 is the budget adjustment capital plan. Capital plant replacement of 10-yard tip truck and trade. 3.5 is town structure plans project appointment of consultant. 3.6, rates remission request. 4 is supplementary agenda items, other business. And 6 is consideration of matters for disclosure to the public. The meeting is closed to the public at...
9.06.
Thank you, Janet. 9.06. Things have to be done, we know. I reopen the meeting. The Mayor again advises to the public that council meetings are not included in closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website. Members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. Deputations, we have Neil. Public question time. I won't go reading right through pages and pages. You would be aware of that on your agenda if the councillors are happy with that.
Good.
Very good. And notice of motions under Regulation 16, Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015 relating to motions on notice, it states that the following: a councillor may give to the general manager at least 7 days before a meeting, give written notice of the motion together with supporting information and reasons to be included on the agenda of that meeting, general manager of a question in respect of which the councillor seeks an answer at that meeting. Notice of motions. Councillor Hall and Councillor Meacham, a joint notice of a motion has been received from Councillor Hall and Councillor Meacham on the 18th of August 2023 for inclusion on this agenda and provides the following supporting information and reasons for this motion. While council systems identified roads due for renewal, maintenance or resealing, when deciding upon which roads should have priority, it would be helpful to have reliable traffic count data at hand. Having such counts would also give council strength when applying for state and Commonwealth funding for upgrading our road network. In the instance of the Marlborough Road, improve the strength of our case that the road should be sealed, address any septism within our communities that roading decisions have been made to reflect the priorities of individual councillors. A comprehensive set of data should be available, should be able to serve council. We put a little two in there to make it sound nicer. To serve council for both its 2024-2025 budget considerations. There is a recommendation moved by Councillor Hall and second by Councillor Meacham that Council undertakes a program of traffic counting to produce in a timely fashion dependable data for consideration in Council's 2024-25 budget deliberations. If feasible, the traffic count should include counting of traffic on the state government and Marlborough Highway.
I thought we already had traffic counts. We haven't. Have we, Kim?
No.
Are we discussing the matter now?
No, just a comment. Yeah. So, the motion was there. Councillor Hall, a move by Councillor Meacham. Councillor Hall, do you have anything as a mover?
No, Mayor, pretty well sums up what the concept is, to just make it probably a bit better, budget time, spend the money, grants, those kinds of things. It gives us a footprint of how many people use our facilities.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, as second to Councillor Meacham.
Yes, can I get John, I discussed a few of the possibility of talking this in front of Jason present, but I'm happy for us. If we carry this through, I'd like to just ask him a few questions when he does his report later in this meeting. I'm happy for this to be dealt with now. There are a few questions I wanted to ask him about what constitutes a viable census period on a road, if you like. Number two, I don't want to bugger up his relationship with his state roads colleagues, and would measuring the traffic on the Marlborough Road be a bit beyond the pale in terms of what we do. So I just wanted to, I'd raise those with them later, yeah. But I'm happy for this to be dealt with now.
If you'd like to raise them with Jason when he comes in.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the motion, the recommendation was put forward, moved by Councillor Hall, seconded by Councillor Meacham. Those for that recommendation. Is there anyone against that recommendation? That is carried. Notice of a motion by Councillor Cassidy. A joint notice of motion has been received from Councillor Cassidy on the 13th September 2023 for inclusion on this agenda and provides the following supporting information and reasons for this motion. With the sad passing of Councillor Scott Bowden on the 12th of September 2023, Councillor Cassidy would like to consider installing a council to install a very durable park bench with a brass plaque affixed dedicated to Scott in either Queen's Park or Croker's Alley, all costs being paid by Central Highlands Council. The recommendation reads that council consider installing a very durable park bench within a brass, I think it means brass, plaque fixed dedicated to Scott Bowden in Queen's Park or Crocus Alley. So it would be moved by Councillor Cassidy. Could I, Councillor Honour, seconder? Those four? Is there anyone?
Can I speak to it? Can I speak?
The mover first. Councillor Cassidy, do you need to speak?
No, I'll defer to the others.
As a seconder, Councillor Honour, would you need to speak?
No, very straightforward.
All right, I'll open it up, Councillor. All right, Meacham and Hall.
So I'm really supportive of this, but I think it's a bit raw to drill into it too hard at the moment.
A bit premature, you reckon?
Sorry?
A bit premature yet?
Yeah, at the moment, but we've got to be mindful that Bowden family have been very prominent supporters of the Bothwell and the Central Highlands. And I don't like to say this on tape, but Richie's very frail, and Richie has a history of being mayor of the Central of
Warden
of Bothwell right back. So I'm thinking it's more long-term got to be a Bowden family memorial that includes Scott and Richie.
And Richie's father.
That's somewhere we'll need to, but a seat mightn't be, you know, good enough for Richie. Oh, well, I'm saying it's a bit too premature. Let's talk about it, say, the next budget sort of thing. I mean, yeah. I don't like saying this in public, but like some people aren't quite frail, and they've had 40 years of support of the Bothwell and Central Highlands.
And so is the family that goes through his...
And the family, you see, so...
There's generations and generations.
And probably his rich old Major Bowden.
That's who I was thinking of.
You see, he was too.
Well, Councillor Meacham and Councillor Hall.
I have a colleague with Jim on this. I endorse just what Jim says, and I think whatever we do, we need, I think, the capacity to recognise the service of Richard. And I'm conscious, you know, he's still with us.
He's still with us.
Yeah. And so, let's... I think I'd certainly endorse it as a budget proposal come the 2024 budget deliberation. And whether Richard's with us or not, we could still be doing something there.
It took about 8 years to do Andrew Downs.
It did. Councillor Hall.
I don't know whether this is appropriate or not, Mayor, but I mean, when the time comes, would there be any suggestion that we liaison with the family? They might have a certain spot in the community where they'd really like this to go.
Yeah.
And we've got to respect the Bowden family. They've done a lot for the community. That's just my opinion, Mayor.
Okay. Maybe Councillor Cassidy, you were the one that brought this forward. Maybe you could change the wording slightly, as in the time frame.
Can I just say?
Yeah, Councillor Miller.
I'm going to put a cat amongst the pigeons. Yes, it would be nice to later on to do something, but would it be nice for Richie to know that we consider something like that? Yeah, I mean, if he passed away, then he would.
It's
not
being premature on this.
No, I don't want to be
premature
on it.
We need to leave it now because this is on audio and it's not appropriate to be discussing people's lifespans.
I just thought maybe it would be nice to let the family know that we are considering it, so he knows and the family know that we are considering it.
So perhaps you might defer this, Councillor Cassidy, it is.
All right, so then should I...
If you withdraw the motion, that might be the best idea, and understanding what Councillor Meacham said, you know, in the budget deliberations.
All right.
But we can just have that as a thought. I'm not saying put that in writing, but if you perhaps withdraw this motion, it might be best at this point in time.
I just don't want it to die.
No.
I just don't want it to die.
You've got clear indication.
It won't die.
Let's withdraw until a later date or something?
Yes.
I'll withdraw the motion with provision that we discuss this during our budget consideration. Yes.
That sounds good. So that would be Councillor Cassidy, and that's a motion, basically, isn't it, or a resolution?
It'll be just noted that it's...
Noted.
It will say that Councillor... Because you did have it. You can have a seconder if you want to make it very clear.
If you need a seconder, I can second that.
Well, Councillor Honour seconded the first one of Councillor Cassidy, so are you happy for Councillor Honour to remain the seconder?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay, so Councillor Honour remains the seconder.
Let's withdraw.
Thanks, guys, for discussing.
Everyone agreeable to that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. 16, commitments. 16.1, mayoral commitments. 16.2, councillor commitments. 16.3, general manager's commitments. 16.4, deputy general manager's commitments. 17, notification of council workshops held. Workshops were held on the below dates. No workshop was held in September. Future workshops is number 18. The next council workshop will be held on the following date, 10th of October, planning authority session with Simmons Wolfhagen. Now, I suppose it'll take me an hour to find this. I had in mayoral announcements. I was hoping that I might be able to read something for you. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. This is local government reforms. and it is a media release from the Minister for Local Government. And that media release is: local government reforms continue. The Rockcliffe Liberal Government is getting with the job of improving community confidence in their local councils. This week, the Local Government Amendment Code of Conduct Bill 2022 passed Parliament. Minister for Local Government Nick Streeth said that this bill strengthens and modernises the Local Government Code of Conduct framework, making it clear and consistent. An important improvement in a new local dispute resolution process, which will allow some complaints to be resolved more quickly, while a new 14-day time limit will ensure general managers respond in a timely way to complaints, Minister Streeth said. Additionally, our government is pushing on with our ambitious local government reform agenda, having tabled the Local Government Miscellaneous Amendments Bill 2023 in Parliament this week. The second bill delivers upon reform commitments which arose due to important reports from the Integrity Commission and the Auditor General. The second bill will provide: 1. That councils have policies to ensure that employees are appointed and promoted according to a merit framework. 2. That vacancies for the role of a council's general manager must be advertised. 3. Equitable access to documents for persons unable to access electronic documents and electronic business practices generally. Minister Streeth said that these important changes build upon the fantastic work already being done by the Rockcliffe Liberal Government in the local government space. Our reform to make voting at local government elections compulsory delivered an extraordinary result with a statewide turnout of 84.8% of electors, and 120,695 more votes were returned than at the 2018 elections, Minister Streeth said. We implemented the first ever learning and development framework online training modules to support council candidates and post-election for successful councillors. Work is now underway to deliver modernised and fit-for-purpose legislation to manage local government elections in Tasmania. Our target is to introduce a bill next year, and certainly I expect new standalone legislation will be in place in advance of the next scheduled ordinary local government elections in 2026. I also look forward to receiving the final report from the Future of Local Government Review on the 31st of October. That was from Minister Streeth. For councillors' information, as you know, in the passing of Councillor Bowden on the 2nd of October, we will be informed of the new councillor that will be coming. That goes through a process through the Electoral Commission, who will contact the General Manager and myself. So that's just for your information. 20 minutes. 20.1, confirmation of draft minutes, ordinary meeting, 15th of August. Recommendation of the draft meeting of the ordinary meeting of the council held on Tuesday, 16th of August, 2023, be confirmed. Councillor Honour, seconder please. Councillor Miller, those for. Is there any against? That is carried. Whoops. Carried. Receiver of draft minutes, audit panel meeting, 11th of September. 2023, recommendation of the draft minutes of the audit panel meeting held on Monday the 11th September 2023 be received and all recommendations made be endorsed by council. Did someone tell me there was something? Was it you, Councillor Meacham?
Yes. In that, you know, I've canvassed this with Councillor Bailey. I think I've canvassed it with you too, Jim. Late in that meeting, we looked at some language. We'd already passed the draft fraud control policy, which was really a renewal of the existing policy. We saw some concerns with the language there that could give rise to mischievous or vexatious allegations of fraud. I'd like that one particular draft to go back to the December meeting for fresh consideration. It also imposed quite a workload on the council. I just think I'd like us to look at it again. So with the consent of council, can we send that back to the December meeting? I'm also respectful of Ian's chairing of that audit panel. He needs to be informed and involved in the conversation. It's also a chance for us to look at other council's processes in relation to this and see if there's anything we might adopt there that's less likely to give rise to vexatious and mischievous claims.
December, why December?
Oh, it's the meeting of the audit panel again in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay. Councillor Orr.
So, we can receive and endorse. So the motion needs to be changed a little bit. Is this right, Kim? Because we can receive and endorse everything with the exception of the
fraud control
panel.
Yeah. I move the fraud
control. So just a slight modification of that recommendation.
What was the word you used, receive?
Sorry?
What was the word you used, receive?
So, well, it's got the written here that the the audit panel meeting be received and all recommendations be endorsed, but it should be all recommendations with the exception of the fraud control policy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Okay. That was moved by Councillor Meacham?
Yes.
Seconded, please. Councillor Bailey? Those for that recommendation? Anyone against? Carried. You've got that, Kim? Okay. 20.3, receive or draft minutes planning committee meeting, 12th of September. Recommendation that the draft minutes of the planning committee meeting held on the Tuesday, 12th September, be received. A mover, please, Councillor Cassidy. And a seconder, Councillor Hall. Those for? Is there any against? That is carried. Thank you. 21, business arising. 15.1 was the notice of the motion by Councillor Meacham. 15.2, I think it should be. Was that a double?
No, there were two
still
motions.
In the one? Yeah, okay. Notice of motion by Councillor Meacham about the TIP. Road ball. Okay. 23.1 Central Highlands local provision schedule. 23.2 remission of fees. 23.3 shed replacement. 27.3 regional town security camera project. 27.4 request for rates. 27.5 request for rates remission. 27.6 Lions Club of Hobart town funding support. 27.7 Aboriginal land amendment bill. All for your information.
Can I just ask, Mayor, item one, what you just read, 27.3, regional town security camera project. So I had an inquiry from someone from Gretna who wanted it up there, and I referred it to you two. I don't know whether that happened or not.
I didn't hear anything. Did you, General Manager?
See, it was meant to Rye. I said, look, it's a grant program run by someone.
Legat.
And if you want to get Gretna involved, talk to you two. But anyway, that he didn't write, so...
best of my knowledge, I haven't received anything
you would have
this
heard.
Time.
But
of course, the program was only limited to what was available.
Yeah, I know.
So we chose appropriate, busy, essential But it's not to say that it can't be expanded at a future date.
Well, Gretna is actually quite busy in around that toilet block and the parking area and that, but I accept his argument that, like, money's money. I've managed to get sort of grants, so...
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, that's
keep that all. One in mind, eh?
Yeah.
22 is Doon Catchment Project. You would have read the report. Could I have a mover? Councillor Honour, Councillor Meech Miller, that's a new name. Those four, any against? Carried, thank you. 23, Council acting as a planning authority. In accordance with Regulation 25.1 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, the Mayor advises that the Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approval Act 1993 to... is to be noted. In accordance with Regulation 25, the Council will act as a planning authority in respect to those matters appearing under Item 23 on this agenda, inclusive of any supplementary items. Can I have a mover that Council now act as a planning authority? Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, those four. Any against? That is carried. Now we have 23 DA Lyle Highway Ooze, and Councillor Allwright has left the room. It's an application for a planning approval. Anyone to talk to this, as in Graham, wherever you are?
I'd like to have the Saddle members to send the four lot subdivision to take to the planning committee to recommend for approval.
Pretty straightforward?
It is straightforward.
Can I ask that? Graham, I noticed in there that with the sewer capacity, that Tamwater are willing to accept the risk even though the area is over capacity. What happens if it does overflow?
Can I go back with the statement of over capacity?
Yeah.
I don't know where that's coming from.
No. Well, that's what I wanted to find out. What's
all it work? Is Tamwater infrastructure that it comes past. Their disconnections into Tazwater's infrastructure. It is referred to Tazwater, which they obviously do the connections.
I was just concerned with they're willing to accept the risk.
Tazwater?
Yeah. That was the wording that was put in.
I don't know why they put that wording on, but yeah.
That's fine, as long as I was just about to know about that. That's it.
Yeah, for Cassidy.
I'll move the recommendation to approve this option one. It's a straightforward subdivision.
Yeah.
Second, Councillor Hall. Councillor Hall, second. Those four? Any against? Carried. Somebody invite Councillor back in, please.
Did you go missing? It's in the shady tree.
Oh, right. I'm still looking for the next agenda.
Then it goes past 27.
Oh. Up to 37.
I think
That's the recommendation and your information, just click a couple of pages.
The page missing?
No, I haven't. That's all right.
Is your agenda?
Oh, sure.
No? Sorry, guys, just a hold up. I might have a page missing, or I might not have seen where we're at.
Thank you, Janet. Scenic landscape values 23.2. Report by Damien Maggie, Council Planning Consultant. Very good. Over to you, Damien. Do you have any comments?
Yes, there is one error in my report on the third page of the report. Not sure what page that is numbered in the agenda, 29. But it's my third, 29. So in the about in the middle of the page, there's a paragraph that states, it is therefore recommended that any scenic landscapes project adopt the second approach. That should have read the first approach.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that one.
Yeah, so if so it goes on to sort of clearly state that the first approach, in which the entire municipality undergoes an initial assessment, is the one I'm referring to. But I incorrectly put the second approach there, so it's the first approach. Madam Mayor, this report was requested at the last meeting, and look, it's not a clear-cut decision in my mind about what the best way forward for council to do is, and I've chickened out from putting a recommendation there, but I guess it is kind of a policy-level decision of council about whether to go forward and do such a project. It would, you know, cost money, it would take time, and we have the example of the Circular Head project that I've referred to there, but also the issue, which is also happening in Circular Head, is that the state government's RecFit program is ploughing ahead with their own community consultation. And I don't know if you pressed on the link in the report, but it takes you to the map of the Circular Head area, and people, this is part of their online way of doing things in the modern way, where people can go online, they can click on the map and say, put a comment in that says, you know, I believe this is of scenic value for this reason, and this is how they're garnering their public input, I suppose, through that RecFit program. So it's really for discussion purposes, I guess, my report here today, but I've tried to be as thorough as I can.
Thanks, David. I've got Councillor Meacham, Cassidy and Miller. Would you like to speak now, Councillor Meacham?
Yes, thank you. I think we have... What's our time limit on comments? 5 minutes? For once, I might be pressing it.
Three, actually.
Okay.
I can
do that. Damien, thanks. It's a very comprehensive sort of report. One of the things that struck me, and this is not central to what I wanted to say, but... in part of the framework, it says there it refers to significant infrastructure. Now, going back to 1973, I was living in Canberra and working for the Department of Health, and the big debate in that community was a tower on Black Mountain. And they now, it was debated, they now recognise that as significant, you know, infrastructure with high scenic value that should be protected. It's interesting how things evolve over time. And one of my last conversations with Scott was about putting a Telstra Tower onto Tabletop Mountain. You know, and I just wonder about the implications of the longer term implications of that. Look, I like what you've written. I do question, however, the costing on it, that when you look at look here on this, the Circular Head area, the square kilometrage is just under 5,000 square kilometres. For our study area, we're greater than 8,000 square kilometres. But more relevant, I think, is the elevations involved. So at Circular Head, you've got ocean level, coastal heath, dairy country, going up to 660 metres, I think it is, which is tall timbered mountains. For us, you go from Bretman, which is 60 metres above sea level, Orcharding, Deering, and then it ranges all the way up, if we include the national parks, and I think we do need to consider those because they're often the backdrops, aren't they? They go up to 1,440 metres, I think. So, and all the attendant, not only the attendant natural values there, but also the attendant communities. So I suggest that, you know, your estimate of the cost, 80 to 100,000, I think might be an underestimate when you consider the diversity of landforms, but also the diversity of communities. And I think then there'd be greater complexity in terms of the stakeholders. Now, that can April, May, June, we worked long and hard, yeah, back in April, May, June, we worked long and hard at arriving at a budget with a deficit of $139,000. We've subsequently added the good purpose, the future of local government review, $20,000 to that. We've just dealt with in a closed session an item that's going to substantially, and I won't detail it, of course, but an item that will substantially add to that deficit. Now, for any of us, go back to a community, whether it's Austerlee or Ellendale or Interlaken, and we're saying to people there, look, you copped what I think was a justified but pretty major rates increase. You're copping a deficit of $139,000. If you start adding up those items, we start to push towards a deficit of $250,000. Now, that's when I say that, yeah, it goes all the way from a quick and dirty process, you know, for the two areas that were identified. That might be $40,000. A down payment on the full study would be more like $60,000, I'd say. Do we really want to go back to our communities and add to the deficit to that extent? Okay, now, more significant than that is if we pay for this, if we take on this retrofit process, or in fact it's not a retrofit process, it's a new process, then we need to be identifying the methods and the standards ourselves, and we leave ourselves open to legal challenge. In essence, if we pay for it, we own it. And if it then comes up, we then come up with an analysis that's too soft or too hard, either end of those spectrums, we're facing a challenge from community interest groups or from farmers or from developers.
Okay.
And on that basis, I'd argue, on the basis of cost and legal liability, I'd argue that we leave this to retrofit, telling our community, We're taking something we spent major part of this year saying to the state government, you can make our lives easier. We've got a state government department prepared to do this in pretty much the same time frame. We should take that opportunity from Rector.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, well, I've got 4 points I would like to make on this. If we could assume for a moment that Arc Energy has not submitted the development application, let's say they hadn't submitted it for another 2 or 3 years, considering the state government, Department of State Growth, Minister Barnett identifying this as a renewable energy zone and so forth, I cannot have confidence or trust in a government department whose remit is to create a renewable energy zone out of this municipality. So that's point number one. I don't trust this RESFIT, okay, or RESFIT or whatever the heck it's called. Point number two, Councillor Meacham has pointed out the 5,000 versus 8,000 square kilometers. Well, and then he's trying to state that our expert, our professional expert consultant, has underestimated the budget. I've actually done my own homework that I tried to present last time, and found out there was about $75,000. Now then, consider that a huge portion of our municipality is inaccessible. It'll probably take a heck of a lot less time, or maybe an equal amount of time that they spent at Circular Head. Insofar as this cost and so forth, as Councillor Meacham has tried to impress us with.
So what you
correct me if
counselor?
I'm wrong. Correct yep. me if I'm wrong. General Manager and Deputy General Manager, I believe Arc Energy has just paid us huge amounts of fees for this project. And what are those fees for? I mean, huge amount of fees that would well and truly cover this. Now, the last point about this that I want to make is nobody will be kept in the dark about this. What's the second to last point I want to make? Nobody will be kept in the dark about this. There will be community consultation periods. farmers, everybody will be involved, have their input if we were to own it, if we were to do it. Now then, the last point I want to make is a councillor had informed me, and we lost this by one vote last time, one vote, my motion, because he was called and influenced, manipulated, and told that this is all about farmers losing their right to decide what to do with their land.
Thank you.
That's what was told to this other councillor. He was intimidated to change his vote. We lost by one vote.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Miller.
Actually, after listening to Councillor Meacham and Councillor Cassidy, interesting part, but my concern was, I'm not for or against the St. Patrick's Punch.
We're not talking about that.
But is it going to be noticeable? Is it going to be noticeable by the roads? So therefore, is it going to destroy the value of the scenic landscape? Now, the scenic landscape is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I put forward the example of Canberra. We're coming into Canberra along the road corridor that has the magnificent the VC rest areas that have been designated for that.
Councillor, I don't mean to stop you, but we're getting away from this. Get back to the recommendation.
Yeah, the recommendation is that be very careful. I would be very careful using because thereafter, as Councillor Cassidy said, the government is looking more towards looking at us as a wind farm area, and I disagree with it because I think that we're going to end up like Canberra. So maybe, yes, we look at doing it ourselves.
Thank you. Okay, that was the discussion, I think. Councillor Warwick, can you conclude?
Well, I don't think it's fair. To go back to the ratepayers at this stage, we're running at a loss. To go back to the ratepayers and ask them for whoever's right but another 100,000, which we're in front up with. And Damien's point here is RecFit doesn't do, help me Damien if I've got this right, RecFit only does the first part of this project, which we could leverage if we need to. The RecFit, have I got this right, Damien? You're saying here that stage one and two could be done by RecFit and stage three and four would be ours. It sort of sounds a little bit like that.
Well, basically, I hadn't actually pointed out that clearly, but
yeah.
Stage one and two would be the sort of assessment and community consultation.
Which RecFit do for nothing.
And then stage three is entirely in the hands of council, because we are the planning authority, and it would be entirely up to council to make a decision. Yes, so I guess whether council does it or RecFit does it, at some point in that project there would be values determined, and then it would be up to council sitting as the planning authority to decide whether it wants to progress any high-level scenic areas that may be identified into a planning scheme amendments to create scenic protection areas.
So that's my point, Mayor, that RecFit will do stage one and two for us for nothing.
Yes.
Just go, so why pay for it?
Okay.
And especially seeing we're running at a loss.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Graham, yes.
Mayor, before we go any further, can I ask that we go out of planning committee before I forget about it? This is basically a decision that should be made through council in ordinary meeting with this discussion. So can we go out of planning committee?
I think Graham's right.
It's in the planning agenda.
Yeah, I know. I've accepted. Thank you, Graham. I think there isn't any motion here. It's just for discussion. But yes, be aware, deficit at the moment.
Okay.
You're still in planning.
Okay, so the discussion's complete now.
Well, I wanted to ask Damien a question.
Well, just a minute, I'm just checking here because what
the recommendation, there is no recommendation. The recommendation was to be determined by council at this point in time. There is no recommendation. Damien has not made any recommendation to council. It's for your information and your decision.
For information only.
No, but it can be for your decision. It's what comes from the floor.
Okay.
So I move that we keep the status quo as what we had last week, last month. So, well, Ken, what have we got to move out of planning first and then...
Just because this is an open report, you can note that you're still in planning.
We could note it in planning. Okay, it's in planning. I've made the I would have said that to you. I am happy for it to be here, and I'll make that decision as it is. You can note it, but yes, you're not making a planning authority decision at this point in time.
Right. Okay, everyone clear on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we leave as is now.
Yes, because there's nothing on the books. It was to be determined by council. So
we'll leave
but you have it. You need to finish your discussion.
So I'll make a recommendation that we leave the status quo.
No need.
Well, that's determined. Recommendation determined by council. That's what it says. So I'll make a recommendation. If someone wants to second it, if they don't, they don't.
That's correct. It is open. That's what it means. It's to be determined around the table.
All right. So you would like to make a recommendation?
So I'll make a recommendation that our previous recommendation.
Status quo?
Yeah, well, we just wait for the rec fit people to do it for us.
You're right.
For nothing.
May I ask Dean a question, please?
I'll second that.
Councillor May, you second that. Before I put to the floor, Councillor Cathy, you have something?
Yes, sir, Dean. And so, this government agency, Rick Spitt, or whatever they're called, they're concerned about the state. We're concerned about, as a council, concerned about the municipality. Our job is to look after the municipality. At what point during their assessment process would council have any form of oversight to be sure they are identifying properly what scenic landscape values are out there? That's what I would like to know. I don't have confidence that they would. Let's say, again, I'm trying to make the point that if ARC Energy had not already put forth their DA, let's say for another 2 or 3 years, and this came up, this discussion, and could we trust that Respite would actually
point of order
say that St. Patrick's Plains is off the books or on the books?
Okay, point of order. We move on now. I'm sorry, Councillor.
Well, I just want to ask what our influence is.
We are not discussing that at this moment, sorry, but we move on. Thank you. Okay, there was a motion on the books. What was that motion, please?
I have a motion of Councillor Allwright move, Councillor Bailey seconded. I believe that council wait for RecFit, is it? It's all RecFit,
yeah.
To undertake
the first two stages
of the scenic landscape.
Okay, those for that recommendation. Is there anyone against it?
I'm definitely against it.
It's a matter of waiting. Did you understand that, Councillor Cassidy?
I'm against it.
Okay. So Councillor Cassidy is against. 24, ordinary meeting of council resumes that council no longer act as a planning authority and resume the ordinary council meeting. May I have a mover, Councillor Meacham and Councillor Honour? Those four. Any against? That is carried. Thank you for that, Damien. 25 is about development and environmental services monthly report. Welcome, Graham, DES manager. You will see in front of you the report. You will see animal control.
Can I ask Graham a question, Mayor?
Yeah.
So, Tony?
Thanks,
Tony. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Tony. Here at Elmdale Road, visitor accommodation, discretionary use, kicked off, right?
Yep, correct.
How come we couldn't do that at James's Road? Or is there something wrong with this?
Well, there was objections to one.
Okay.
Animal control, that is front of you. Deb's report on recycling cost update.
Can I ask a question about the waste?
Yeah.
Having a look at the attachments, I know we've talked about this before, that the green waste bins, are we any closer to being able to get the green waste bins out to people or not?
Pretty costly, wouldn't it?
If I can, through the chair, obviously there is a cost to it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it would benefit the community any more than having the smaller bins out. There's always that possibility of contamination and that type of thing, people using bins wrong, where at all our waste transfer stations and the tip, we do take green waste and we seem to get it there basically in the trailer loads. So I think the community.
But are we doing anything with that?
With
the green waste? I mean, could we use that green waste? I mean, I'm looking at other councils that I used to live in, especially on Mainland, where the green waste went to our waste recycle thing.
Yeah.
But it was then transformed into
mulch
and sold to the public. Now that brought in money.
That would be a big project.
We did float this some years ago. Did get a price on a mulcher and that type of thing.
It was, who was it? One of the council workers, I can't think. Right, was picking up all the leaves across the one time, and I said, "What are you doing with them?" He said, "Oh, we just take them to the pit." I mean, again, other councils that I've lived in bag them up and sell them to the public as mulch and compost. So I'm just putting forward the idea, is there something that we can...
That would need to be an agenda item to be discussed.
Yeah.
So if you would like to list that as an agenda item for the future, that would be good, Councillor. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Cassidy.
I was just going to point out that in years past we have discussed the green waste issue and it's always come down to, as always, with our council cost, imposed and additional rates that would need to be raised. But I have to say in defense of Yvonne's point that not everybody owns a trailer that they can... put their stuff in and haul it off to the tip. So there's a lot of elderly folks here don't even drive, but they still have yard cleanup and so forth. So I think we should probably address this in the future, and perhaps the mayor's suggestion that Yvonne put together a motion. And I'm happy to work with you on that.
Thank you. Now, recommendation that the Development and Environmental Services Monthly Report for August 2023 be received. A mover, please. Councillor Honor, seconder. Councillor Bailey. Those four. Any against? That is carried. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, councillors.
Okay.
Now,
well, you can have a bit.
Works and services, number 26.1, works and services monthly report. You would have read that and you have it in front of you. In a recommendation that the Works and Services Monthly Report for August 2023 be received, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, those for. Any against?
Mayor, I wanted
discussion.
Discussion.
Yes, I wanted to ask Jason two things, is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Jason, you only just missed the resolution earlier, you'll be thrilled to hear this, about getting traffic counts, that motion got passed.
Yep.
I do have some questions in relation to it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
One, what's regarded as a valid period of monitoring on a road?
Generally, I think with the reports that I've done with consultants in the past, probably three to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, I'm mindful of your professional relationship with State Road colleagues. If you put a counter, I'm really keen for us to look again at Marlborough Road and even partial sealing of it.
Mm.
Would it be bad form for you to put a counter on the Marlborough Road being a state road, or is that data already available?
We probably couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We're not the road manager, so it'd be DSG, they wouldn't allow us. Their traffic counter information is available.
Oh, that's what
it's fairly confident it is through their website.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. I think they may maybe every 3 to 5 years they update it or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but you'd be able to definitely, that'd be able to give the public their latest traffic count information they had for that road.
Okay. Now, I understand if these cameras, they can actually differentiate between truck traffic and other types of traffic.
Yep, correct.
Right? So we can get that sort of report.
Yep.
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 That's good. The other point I'll make about the Marlborough Road is we tend to think of it as binary, either it all gets sealed or nothing. And I think we should be making a case. The really problematic part is the used bridge section. Doing, in my mind, and having worked with engineers, I think the engineering challenges are minor on much of it.
Absolutely, I would agree. Yep.
It's mostly on solid rock basis.
Yep.
So if you can get that data and restart that conversation with the state government, and
federal government, councillor, I've been onto them for a long time.
Yeah.
So we need to get some, something moving again.
That comes
or still. Councillor Honour. Councillor
Cassidy,
did you?
Yes, I did.
Sorry, Councillor
Honour.
I missed
that. I just want to ask Jason quickly, do you think it would be worth knowing traffic count, let's say, a day or two prior to Bushfest and throughout Bushfest and then a day or two after Bushfest? Just to see the traffic vary and see how much more traffic or how many people visit, et cetera, et cetera.
That's not going to tell you how many people visit the actual Bushfest, but it'll tell you how much traffic's coming in and out of the town. I mean, you can do that if you want to see the traffic volumes of Hollow Tree Road prior to the event, and then over that weekend, that's something you can do. But
were you talking about our roads?
It's on our road. But, but what do you want to achieve out of that?
Well, just basically just to see how much visitation that the town, let's say Bothwell and the surrounding area, receives. So you would probably also have to include, Patrick Street as well, on either side of Bothwell town. I'd just like to see, the visitation.
Okay.
That's something that...
Is it worth pursuing?
Well, it just depends what you're actually... want to find out. If you want to find out that you're trying to find the difference in the traffic volumes prior and to over and what comes over the weekend, then yes, we can do it, but it's something that we can do for sure.
Does it take a long time to get to a safe route to definitely put traffic cameras out there?
Well, you wouldn't get them to do it for the event just on the Holland Lakes Road, no. Mm. We could do Hollow Tree Road, but they wouldn't do Holland Lakes Road just for that event.
There's no point. Right,
yeah, we could do Hollow Tree Road, I mean, the traffic counters. Can I go into that a little bit at all? Just on
Not too long, please, Jason. We're way behind.
Through the mayor, you want to just explain what they do?
Well, I was just going to say, with that motion, is the traffic counters to be installed on all council roads, or is it just to be installed on the roads that we are recommending for capital works upgrades?
That's fair.
So I mean, if come budget time for council, and we come to council with a recommendation that Hollow Tree Road, a section of Hollow Tree Road needs to be stabilised, then we can come to council with the traffic counter data.
John and I, it was a case of, you know, if it comes to juggling priorities, we've got some hard data.
Yep.
30 years of evidence-based medicine.
Yep.
Data-driven.
No, that's fine. Because I was a bit unsure when I read the...
the motion.
Yeah, if it was... all roads, and you're trying to gain data on every road in the municipality, because that's going to be a task in itself.
The ones on the agenda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you for waiting, Councillor Bowman.
Back in the 1980s, my husband worked for DMR at Durham Bridge, and there was a design put in with the government that the Ouse Bridge was going to be cut off, and it was going to go from corner to corner, straight across, which would take out all that low stuff. Trains should still be there somewhere.
Still waiting, you reckon?
Yes, still waiting for it.
Councillor Miller?
I've noticed on the road lately that we've had a lot of wombat deaths, and they're on the move. Have we got any signs that can be put up to warn of certain areas?
We discussed that about getting more signs or something.
We put some around.
Rings
of bells. I'm thinking of is, you know, the Hollow Tree Road comes down onto the highway. There's always a dead wombat. At the moment, we need to try and retain these. Have we got any?
No, we have to purchase them, but look, I think there's
wildlife signs.
Generally, what I've found in the past, that the signs don't help a lot. They simply do not prevent people from hitting. Sometimes, obviously, they're unavoidable. Yeah. We have put signs up in some areas just recently. Ellendale Road, it's one due to wombats. I mean, it's difficult because it varies where they are on the network. And it's not just wombats. I've found that the pictorial signs that we put up on our roads, quite often you put them up, they're stolen within the first week. Or they're shot up within the first week or two. And the amount of signs we've replaced and put up over the journey that I've been here at council has been incredible. And,
It's mainly this time of year. As a carer for National Parks and Wildlife, it's this time of year you've got, and I've noticed, a distinct...
It's a massive problem. Just
on the move, the wombat,
all over the whole network. Yep.
Any chance of probably one of our other signs, you know, the electronic signs, just even for a couple of weeks or something.
That's not a bad idea. I think, obviously, they're up for... that's a fair, valid point. Yeah, so that's probably a good idea, actually, for this time of year, obviously, when wildlife is on the move. So, I mean, we could wait until they're actually... I think the signs have been used for Bushfest at the moment. After they've taken down for the Bushfest...
Because I've done my job of...
We can put one on Hollow Tree Road just to be mindful of wildlife. And
I think we'd all be happy with that, wouldn't we, Councillor?
Yeah.
Wildlife and stock, because there's a lot of motorbike riders along Hollow Tree Road as well. So we can do that.
Labs getting out.
We'll move that to Jason.
So I can do that, but it won't be until after they get removed from the bushfest.
That'd be fine, but in the future, can we put them up? About August they start.
Yes.
I will make a note, but it may have to be reiterated. I'll probably could figure out.
I suppose, through the chair, and I'm speaking as a GM. I mean, if those signs are needed elsewhere for our actual road,
no, that's fine.
Yeah, that will be where.
Yeah,
our
they've got to be put where they
need.
So
I'll
just
sit down
like a plan. Is it sitting there?
Yep, that's no problem.
Save a lot of damage to cars and wildlife.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
So back to the recommendation moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Meacham, that the Works and Services Monthly Report for August be received. All those in favour? Is there anyone against that? So that is carried. Thank you. That's it, Jason. Thank you. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Works and Services. And may I say, I get nothing but compliments about the work you do, Jason.
Yeah, well, I shall pass that on to the staff.
Yeah, please do.
I'm great at driving, isn't that?
Okay.
I shall pass it on
to the
staff.
I've got a
big mood.
You've got to go?
Yeah, I've got to go.
Are you coming back or?
Nah. I doubt it.
Alrighty.
You'll be finished in a couple of hours anyway.
Geez, I hope so. Alright, Councillor.
Jim, you're going to take that? You taking the...
No, you can read it, I'll ring you.
No, I've got one.
Administration Services. 27.1, Health and Wellbeing Plan.
You want it, Jack?
You have read that?
Yep.
Recommendation that the Health and Wellbeing Plan 2020-21 Monthly Progress Report for August be received.
Yep.
Move up. Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, those four.
Yes.
Any against? That is carried. Thank you. 27.2 is the monthly finance report for August 31st, 2023. You would have studied that, I would hope. Any comments, discussion? Councillor Cassidy? You'll move that. Councillor Honour, was you discussion or seconded?
Seconded.
Okay, as mover, Councillor Cassidy, do you have any comments?
No.
Councillor Cassidy, and what about you, seconder, Councillor Honour, any comments?
No.
Okay, those four, that report, any against? That is carried. Okay, 27.4, request for support, Great Lake Volunteer.
So move.
Move it. Councillor Honour, who seconded that, sorry? Who was the seconder?
I'll second that, Mayor.
You have to jump in. move Councillor Honour, second Councillor Hall, that Council provide the Great Lake Volunteer Fire Brigade with $867 donation to purchase a Milwaukee electric chainsaw. Goes for the recommendation. Is there anyone?
Can I just speak to the recommendation, please?
Yep.
For those who haven't had the time to look through the voluminous attachments, the necessity for this chainsaw was driven by the need to convert all their chainsaw stock to electric. Read that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
And also note that they've exhausted all the usual sources of funding, and they are making an application. I think they say $11,000 to the Cattle Hill Fund. So they've done, diligence, if you like, looking at
all sorts. They've looked into it quite extensively.
They're a good brigade. So the recommendation moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Hall. Those for the recommendation. Is there anyone against? Carried. 27.5, request for rates remission, Wellington Ski and Outdoor Club. With this one, shouldn't this be shared with Derwent Valley or not?
Mount Rufus is Great Mount.
The Derwent Valley do... Sorry, no. I don't...
I might have read it wrong, yeah.
The Derwent Valley do their pick-up.
Where's...
Lake St Clair. Lake St Clair, National Park.
Wait a minute, am I on the wrong one? I'm on the wrong one.
Gingerbread Hut's Nick Mount Rufus. Mount Rufus is about a 2-hour walk from the shop at Cradle Mountain there. Lake St Clair.
Alright, I was on the wrong one.
We met the general rate.
We've been doing it for years.
There's no amount there.
It's around about $500.
Can we next time have the amount, please? Yeah. Mover, please. Councillor, on a seconder. Councillor Miller, I think it was.
Yeah.
You have to be fast. Those four? Any against?
No.
Carried. Request for rates remission Meadowbank.
It's one of those.
Yeah, that's Derwent Valley Council have allocated
the two wheeling bins. Yeah, yeah. And they collect them.
They collect them.
Is that the old gentleman?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's a. Yeah. Comes up every time. Councillor Braley, Councillor Cassidy, those four. Any against? That is carried. $27.7 Dunrobin Park. Interpretation signage. You would have had a look at that signage.
Can I really comment on that, please, Mayor?
Can I get a move first?
I'll move it.
Councillor Miller and a seconder, Councillor Honour, and go for it, Councillor Miller.
I had a look at their sign. Absolutely love them, but they were talking about having the turbines or the wrong view in the laser cut from the metal sheets. Why not the eagle? I mean, they show the eagle and it looks good and there are eagles nice up there.
Yeah.
I'd rather that than the turbines or the rolling hills.
Yeah.
So can we...
You would have to probably add to the recommendation, I think. The council endorsed the following options for the vinyl table wraps and metal signage. Option number... And how would you add that up a little bit? But the evil bean?
Through the chair, you've got option one or two, and I would say you would make a decision on which option with changes, you know, like.
Which option was it, Councillor?
I don't know whether that'll add to the cost or
not.
Adam might be able to add further information.
Point the finger at you, Adam.
Yeah, no, we haven't been asked to contribute any cost.
Yeah,
it's their cost.
So it's their cost. They might not.
I'm just having a look where it is.
So you need to mention the option first.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. Remove the turbine and include the eagle.
Remove the
turbine. Yep. Yeah. So either option one or two doesn't matter. Let's say option one, but remove the turbine shape and leave the eagle shape. Because they're both identical except for the laser cut. One's got the turbine, the other one's got the rolling hills. But I'm looking at that one with the eagle. I like the eagle better.
Yeah, all righty. So that was moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Honour. Those for that motion. Is there anyone against it? That is carried. All righty. 27.8. I didn't realise Councillor Meacham wasn't in the room, but anyway. 27.8 Australian Financial Assistance Grant to Local Government. The 2023-24 report by Kim Hulsack, the GM, for information. Any comments needed there or questions for the GM? No, all good. 27.9, Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. Oh, this is something I've been invited to open at Ooze. It's going to be quite big, I think. It'd be nice if councillors can go to that.
Definitely.
When is that? On the 4th of October. It's not a long way away. And you can encourage community members as well, councillors, to go along.
Have we put any signs out for them?
No, it's them that put the signs out. It's up to them to do that. 27.10, related parties declarations. Quarterly update for actioning if required. General manager or deputy general manager, any comments about this?
I'll make a comment.
Yes.
Through the mayor. Previously, a recommendation came through via the audit panel, I believe, as well as the our end of year auditors. Just so related party declarations that you do make on an annual basis, that on a quarterly basis I'll bring it to council to update accordingly. Instead of doing it, so it's an opportunity to update, and if there's any changes, then you'll complete a new form. Okay. And I'll bring it to council every September, December, March and June.
That's the one Adam usually brings, isn't it?
Yes, that was the one. Yep.
Yes, and you need to complete it as per legislative requirements every year.
Councillor Cassidy.
May I ask, Kim, are you wanting us to fill out a new form?
No. If any of your circumstances have changed. I've got all your forms here. I'll bring it just in case if you've forgotten what you wrote, but it's only if, for some reason, your circumstances have changed.
Thank you. 28, supplementary agenda items, that the council resolve by absolute majority to deal with any supplementary items not appearing on the agenda as recorded by the general manager in accordance with the local government.
No.
None.
Okay, well, we haven't got any, isn't that great?
No.
So we haven't got any stress there. Other business, we haven't any of that.
The conference, doesn't it?
Yes, you do.
Oh, the conference.
Yeah.
I did have a chat to the general manager about the conferences and that, and whilst it's encouraging the councillors to go along to the conferences, etc., you need to be mindful of what these conferences cost to the ratepayers. There are many conferences that I could go to as mayor, but I am very careful in what I choose to go to because I don't feel it's relevant to the Central Highlands. Sometimes it's good to have input as well, but my message is just to be mindful of where you're going, what you're going and what purposes you're going for, and you need to come back with a report if you go to conferences. Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, Mayor. On 29.1, that's a misspelling, and it should be fixed. And also item 30, it has the past tense there. The tense should be changed. Mayor thanks instead of thanked. So,
yes and no with that one. Because I'm going to thank you.
The 29.1 now, I did say, because I was interested in the green technology because of that. Do we have any more information on what the conference was all about before I say yes or no? Because I'm not going, if it's not going to be effective for us.
I think you had something through, in the emails.
Through the chair, through the mayor. It's all within the email that you were forwarded.
Oh, I can't think. Just won't come up.
Oh, okay, because there's lots of online links. All the programming is within the email. You'll have to have a look at the link. But if you
Can you resend it to me? Or
okay, yes.
I can show you. Click through it if you like.
Oh, yes, please. Because
so after the meeting, can you sit down?
Thanks, Councillor.
Thank you.
I know that you said that it's a cost to the ratepayers, but wouldn't it be a good idea to send a delegate?
Well, all councillors are invited.
Yeah, but I understand that, mate, but it would be good to send somebody from the council. I'm only just using. I'm not expecting everybody to turn up, but if there was a delegate that turned up and went to it and come back and done a whatever report on it, not like it's only it's functionality.
I'll endorse that, John.
I'm only just throwing it out there.
Yeah, what have you got to say?
John's Councillor Hall's looking at me.
Through the
mayor. From my perspective, when staff and myself are going to councillors, it's also to do with your professional development for each of you. This is the World Wind Energy Conference. I mean, okay, you're aware of what's coming before you in the next couple of months, and you're also aware of future thoughts around total wind energy right throughout the state. Now, to myself, that is something that you need to be fully abreast of, the whole, not only from a planning perspective when you're acting as a planning authority, but you need to be aware of how they operate, everything functionality will help you make a fully informed decision when you're wearing your other hat. Yes, I fully understand where the mayor is coming from costs. But at the same time, yourselves as councillors, you've got to keep abreast of things and undertake professional development.
And I agree with that as well. Mm. It's just being... Don't be there for the right reason.
Don't go for the cup of tea.
I just thought if we send a delegate, send somebody there, I'm not expecting, and they come back with a report to the table and said, this is what we got out of it, this is what knowledge we have got.
That is fine, Councillor Cassidy.
There's a lot of misinformation out there spruced by various people about renewables, and it's important that we self-inform, and there's a heck of a lot of information. There's peer-reviewed papers online. I mean, you don't have to go to these conferences. There's free information if you're willing to sit down and do your homework. But all of that said, how does it relate to the planning scheme? When we are in planning committee, or when we become a planning authority, our decision is just based upon that, and not some stuff that you were told at some conference. Okay? Yeah. So we just need to be able to sort
that out. Keep that in mind. Anyway, it's open, it's there. If you wish to go, if you've made up your mind now and would like to put your hand up now, put it up. Okay.
I would. I'd like to go because I don't know enough about it. And if this gives me one side of it, then I can always look at the other side of it. But I need to have a look. Councillor Meacham said he'd be happy to come with me.
We also, for your information, we will be getting hopefully people to come in and speak, including Simmons Wolverine, about wind farms and other things for the near future. So we won't go there today. Councillor Meacham has put her hand up. She would like to go. Councillor Honour, would you like to go? Okay, so Councillor Miller has put her hand up. Councillor Meacham has put his hand up. Anyone else? Councillor Hall.
But would you be able to provide a report on what you absorb on the day?
I'm an ex-academic. We used to be required to do this. You know, you go to a conference, the quid pro quo is you do a report.
I didn't ask the question.
Yeah. Yep. No. And you're not interested in going?
I don't know, Mayor. I mean, I just sometimes is just keep too much knowledge out of the room.
Do we know the exact date?
There's no such thing as too much knowledge.
Do we know the exact date?
Yes, 7th to the 9th.
7th to the 9th of
November. So it doesn't intersect with our responsibilities.
Okie dokie. So you let the General Manager know if you're interested. I think it would be the best way to go. Okay. Yep. All righty. Anything else? Okay, I thank you all for thank you all. It hasn't been an easy meeting this time, but we have got through, and let's all have a wonderful teamwork meeting next time. Thank you very much. And now the money is a big 1209. 1209.